We have a lot of others, the churches, the private sector, nonprofit organizations, of course, families, and so on and so forth. I think one of the reasons we have an accumulation of problems in this country is that when we use the federal government to solve problems, the devil is often in the detail, and we create other problems or make things even worse. He's indicated he's really not going to submit anything on, for example, changing tax rates at this time, and a number of the other ideas, how you cut taxes on companies that add jobs or subtract jobs, whether they're taking jobs from other countries to the United States. So how all that would really work in practice is something that you really need to sit down and figure out so that you don't just add more paperwork.
The president basically gave us more of a campaign speech aimed at strategizing for his reelection campaign than actually solving our problems. Instead of a list of new proposals to spend money we don't have, what we really need are serious solutions to get this deficit and debt under control so we can get our economy growing. We passed a budget in the House last year. We will pass this one this year. But the Senate now, for 1,000 days, has failed to pass a budget. And you can't fix our country's economic problems, our budget and tax problems.
Being an election year, I think he wanted to try to set a more moderate tone. He got a little feisty there early on, but for the most part, he talked about some things that I think can have some bipartisan support, you know, small business regulatory relief, reforming the tax code, being tough on Iran. Those all have bipartisan support, and I think he hit the right tone with those. I think what's going on with the rich is that we subsidize them too much, and so if we can begin to remove those areas of tax expenditures that the rich can write off to reduce their taxable income or use capital gains laws to have a very low rate, I think those are the types of things that you focus on tax reform to fix the problem.